Hot dog.
During the intermission, we took care of that subject. No, I wouldn't do that. That sounds like Knot's Landing. The argument will be, and this always comes up, you see, in the church, and here's where your ministers, let's not be too hard on one, because you get trained. And God is such an allowing being. And he is total, and favorite word, unconditional love. He lets you do anything. Means you may make 32,000 journeys through prison, but he'll let you do it. You're going to learn not to do it. So let us just take this minister. He doesn't know what to do, and he's being pounded by the elders, and I'm not going to pay you. I'm going to fire you if you don't just kind of play ball with this congregation. I mean, all those children are going out there, and they've got to live in this world, and we've got to modernize this church. So we'll just make homosexual behavior or homosexuality okay. I mean, I'm sure with unconditional love, God still loves you just as much. That's absolutely right. And he'll watch you get AIDS. And he'll watch you let your children die of it. Well, but what happens to all those precious children? Why don't you save the children? We do. Remember what I said in Saudi Arabia? And when asked about all those children being killed in Somalia or dying in Somalia and in Iraq, where are they? How could you let this happen? We have them all. We have all the children. After you get done with them, we have your children. This is the beginning of the downfall. And so one is confronted with, well, I have taken up, I have come to know God and Christ, and I know that those activities are wrong. And so I practice none of that behavior. And those ones will literally be attacked. Physically attacked, verbally, totally abused, but you're still a homosexual. Well, I can't help what I was born. I can't help what I behave as. But that's a lie. You're living a lie. Well, and that's evil. No, it's not. This is what sets you aside. The reasoning mind says, if I practice that behavior, my own responsibility says, if I do not practice that behavior, even though I want to, makes it right. And yet, for goodness sakes, I don't see how you ones can separate it. You are so bombarded by it. And you are so manipulated now. And once the compromise is made, it's very hard to regain the stability of the solid foundation. And yet, of course, it can be done. I am recently asked over and over about Commander Greitz. Don't worry about Commander Greitz. I don't worry about him. We've got a little bit of understanding to accomplish. And if he cannot accomplish that, you see, he thinks he's... Nobody is stronger, more Christian, more anything. Oh, yeah, a lot of people. The downfall became recognizable in the POW situation. Did Commander Greitz take money from innocent parents of... Possibly not. But the organization he was working with did. And at that point, the man lost the respect of his brothers. And I talk about his military brothers. You see, I won't put anybody on the spot in here. But I will tell you this, that is where they all separated him out. He had done quite a few other things, and ones either liked him or didn't like him as they served with him or heard of him. But the first time that he took advantage through the group with which he was working of the brothers that he said he was out there to save, they lost respect for him. And to this day, he doesn't even realize what took place any more than he realizes what is taking place right now. And I am so macho, I am so constitutional, I am so a leader. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Even if you serve God from the highest cause, Commander hats on, don't tell me I'm wrong. Okay, go ahead and jump off the cliff. Well, I'm invincible, I'm invulnerable. Try it and see. How many of you jump off the cliff and then get almost to the bottom and say, remember 800, 1-800-822. God leans out there and says, come on, take the shortcut. Try ascension now. Things are moving so rapidly. And yet you're moving toward midway in this year called 1993. You see, you're not dealing with prophecy. You know, Nostradamus's visions, John's revelation. That's all part of it. But the elite one world government planned to collapse the currency in 1993. They planned to break off California in 1993. And if I were you, I would pay more attention to those prophecies than to John's revelation. Because you're in a physical world. Now, I get just as angry, and I want you to get just as angry, to demand that we get the things we need, the physical nature, before that happens. We need some of that which is available as barter material to be able to do what we need to do. Read Center for Action's material. Or stick around in the important parts. I will repeat. They are going to come down on you so heavy. Don't kid yourself. As the underground place over here on Country Club. Anybody? Charles will remember the black helicopter hovering there. You could see them taking pictures. Is that one building going to be a big problem to you? No. Because it looked like nothing else ever got done. But they had you labeled as a cult. And that was going to be the beginning of great underground massive facilities. And you're still okay. Because the things you have stored in there basically fall within the guidelines of emergency rations for a short period of time. The full intent, and some states already have the law, you may not store more than a year's supply of food. And what will they get you on? How can they do that? They will say, after so long a period of time, it rots and it's not healthy for you, so we have to look after you and you may not have it. You may not store ammunition. You may not store guns. You may not this and you may not that. They're going to come down and hit hard again, the ones like Claire Prophet. But you can go out, and every one of you can have a nice underground shelter, even paid for out of a central source, as long as you do it under your corporation and you want that storage facility under your house. And you don't arm it like a bunker. Well, can others get away with some massive underground diggings? You better believe it. But under that which is the command, nope. You're not going to do it. You're not going to be pulled down because of foolishness. EJ. That you who have felt this call to serve are soul beings capable of wisdom of the highest order. You are up against mean, robotic, programmed beings of the system. But they do not have mercy, they do not have reason, but they are programmed. If you stay within the light, hooked up, they cannot touch you as far as programming. The minute you let your ego get in the way and you are such a macho big shot, you're going to be had. And the closer and more tightly we go into this funnel, the worse it's going to be. Get rid of that ego and you can have it all. This is what is meant by God prevailing. God is abundance. You can have it all by getting rid of all of it. There is no way not to have it if your intent is correct. No matter what you do, as long as your intent is correct, you cannot go without. It is an absolute universal impossibility. and we're going to get a remnant through. And glory hallelujah, if we do it right, we're going to have one heck of a lot of fun. And you are going to be wealthy along with it. Now, that's not a bad side benefit. If you know how to manage it. If you get out there, whoopee, I have millions of dollars, blow your horn. Everybody look at me, and I don't give you any, but look at me, I'm a big deal. You are dead. And your money is gone. And quite frankly, you deserve it. And remember, though, it is harder to get a camel through the eye of a needle than a rich man into heaven. Remember it. Because it seems fine to you now, while every cent you have is under litigation. But when you have it, and those things become precious to you, then the trouble starts. As long as you can have it all and know that when you leave this setting, it's better, you can walk away and leave it to the kids to clean out the drawer. They lean.
Certainly drawer is not singular. Hundreds.
Just as long as you get the message. Let's change the subject. Let's get back and see where we are. I want to hear from Soltech, please. I don't know how many of you are conscious of it. You're shaking all the time. You're back to the old jelly roll. This desert is shaking all the time. You're not having it reported. And sometimes it is too massive and they're having to report it. And they're embarrassed about that. They are not reporting anything unless there is enough call ins that they have to. Is that serious? And it's hitting now, some of them, right on the San Andreas. So you can know that it's close. And then I would like to share, I understand, the corporation letters in the mail. Then the one that would have been delivered to EJ would be the personal version of that, so we could share that in this room. So in whichever order you gentlemen would like to do this.
Go ahead, Soltec.
I'll get you. Okay, we have a writing that came in last evening from Soltec. Tanya Soltec present in the radiant light of the Holy God of creation. As we sit to write this day, your world shakes and quivers from all the changes, both man-made and natural, that are taking place upon your globe. You are well into the time of massive change and upheaval in both the socio-economic and geologic fields, as we have been instructing you ones in the past. All ties in together, so you must take a look at all things that are occurring about your world, regardless of how you might not perceive that one thing affects another. That time of great tribulation, foretold by your prophets of olden times, are now upon you ones, and you have no choice but to ride out the storm that is blowing around you. The elite controllers of your place have spent a good many years raping and pillaging your world And now you, the people, are going to pay the bill for their neglect and lack of good stewardship, while they hide behind their marble walls of Washington and the United Nations, and proclaim to the nations that they are looking out for your best interests and are your servants. Jail is the only service these ones are giving is a lot of lip service. And watch those lips, for they are most likely the lips of a soulless being. It is not a time for sleeping, but a time for watching the hen house, because the foxes are circling about ever nearer as they ready themselves to move in for the final kill. It is you, precious ones, they are looking for their dinner. I cannot urge you ones enough in these days ahead to keep up your shields and watch continually, for there are more things taking place behind the scenes than you know of. They are tinkering again with underground nuclear testing in Nevada and New Mexico, weakening yet further those fragile fault lines that have been created from all the previous abuses, and shaking things below the ground beyond capability of the earth to handle. The tremendous energies released during one of these explosions could be sufficient to send the entire thing into a death roll for the western United States and cause massive destruction and upheavals around the entire planet. In the past week of your time, you have had approximately 10 earthquakes in excess of 5.0 occur along the perimeter of the Pacific Plate. I shall recap a few of them for you. A 6.1 in the Aleutian Islands, Alaska. A 6.0 at Bishop, California, which is on what's called the Long Valley Caldera. And for those of you who don't remember, a caldera is an ancient top dome of a volcano. A 5.2 in Bishop, California, again on the Long Valley Caldera. A 4.5 in Bishop, California, on that same Long Valley Caldera. A 5.2 in Tokyo, Japan. A 5.5 in Ridgecrest, California, right over the hill. And a 6.0 in Wrightwood, California. Also note that in the vicinity of Bishop, California, there have been in excess of 200 aftershocks associated with the three quakes there. Ridgecrest lies very near the China Lake military installation, and Wrightwood lies in the San Bernardino Mountains in the Sunrise Ski Area, all of which are extremely volatile at this time. Yesterday, that is Friday, May 21st, there was a cave-in along Interstate 40 in northern Arizona that caved in portions of the roadway there, and traffic had to be diverted. This area, too, has been shaking for over a month. And this cave-in, though you will not be told this, is a result of the rock and ground shifting below the surface. Keep your eyes open, for there will most likely be more of the same occurring about your world. You once can only experience that which happens above ground. But this does not mean all is quiet simply because you do not feel the ground moving beneath your feet. The shifting and settling and moving which is taking place below the surface is right now continual all across the western portion of your nation and on around the Pacific Plate as well. You ones in California and Nevada especially need to be very aware of that old volcano in the Mammoth and Mono Lakes areas, because you have been experiencing a great deal of renewed activity there. Not only are there earthquakes, but you also have a lava dome that has been building for quite a few years. And this is not something to be ignored. As you should be aware, I have given instructions on this area several times in the recent past, and the information was given for a purpose. This sleeping giant is awakening, and you ones are most likely going to experience in your lifetimes an eruption of this volcano. This is not some little insignificant volcano, but one that during its last eruption made Mount St. Helens look like a little toy. The ash cloud at that time spread as far east as Nebraska and Kansas, as far south as Old Mexico, and as far north as Wyoming. The ash within a 100-mile radius of the volcano could accumulate to as much as 3 to 4 feet in depth. And there would also, most likely, be hot pyroclastic ash flows, which would extend as far as 150 to 200 miles from the volcano itself. So as you can see, this is not a volcano to be taken lightly. And this new flurry of seismic activity is symptomatic of magma movement below the surface. The Long Valley caldera is approximately 20 miles in diameter, and the area of magma uplift within the caldera is approximately 7.5 miles in diameter. The magma chamber lies at a depth of approximately 5 miles, but it is rising continually. The new round of earthquakes recently, that is the ones in Bishop, is cause for concern in this place, as the area is riddled with many faults as well. As your part of the world moves into its vacation time of year, the concern for this area should be ringing loudly, as this is a very popular vacation site, and many could be caught there unaware of the potential hazard that exists. I do not mean to create fear or panic, but as your saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The earthquake that occurred in Japan this past week was reported by your scientists as being a 5 to 5.2 in magnitude. However, the Japanese closed down their railway system and airports to examine for any damage. Let me just inform you that this quake was greater than 5.2. In fact, it was closer to a 6.0. And it was an extremely deep quake, capable of creating considerable damage. It would seem that your own scientists are finally getting around to advising and studying another sleeping giant that has been exhibiting signs of awakening. That giant is Mount Rainier in Washington. The recent earthquakes in this part of your world have become alarming enough to these scientists that they have had to make a statement regarding this ancient volcano. This is not a dormant volcano. It is very much alive, but it has been in a state of dormancy. We do not sit around blowing our own horns, but have we not informed you of the likelihood of this volcano erupting? The city of Seattle sits in the shadow of this volcanic giant, and when it decides to erupt, that city will be history. This volcano, like Mount St. Helens, is an explosive volcano, and the blast alone for Seattle will be like being at ground zero in a nuclear blast. Rainier is also much larger and carries the potential for a much greater explosive blast than did St. Helens. The resultant ash cloud and ash flow would wipe out anything that might be left after the initial explosion. So you see, we old ETs aren't just sitting up here spouting doom and gloom to frighten you. And you are now beginning to see from your own place that maybe, just maybe, we know what we are talking about. There are also other volcanoes in the same area that are exhibiting signs of awakening. But your scientists aren't at this time allowed to share this information with you. Mount Lassen, Mount Baker, and Mount Hood have also entered new stages of activity. And as time goes on and more seismic activity takes place, they will not be able to keep this secret either. That is the reason we sit here and write as we do. Not to give you all the scientific mumbo-jumbo that would be meaningless to you, but to inform you of the places and the likelihood of what is taking place upon your planet. We are attempting to educate you to a level that you can make reasonable deductions for yourselves, not to quibble over terms or measurements. We are also not here to argue with you or your scientists over these things, but hopefully to awaken you to the fact that your Earth is changing, and these changings changes are going to affect its inhabitants. If in the process we reach some of your scientists and set their thinking straight, then all the better. For many of them are merely products of your educational system. They are not all in with the elite and out to deceive you. Many are very good, upright, and godly people and only have need to be shown the truth. I also want to make a brief comment on the weather patterns which have been experienced this past week, for they too play an important role in these ongoing earth changes. For instance, this past week there have been tornadoes in places which have never experienced such, and temperatures dropping from 78 degrees Fahrenheit to 40 within 2 hours, bringing with it air cold enough for snow. In your Midwestern states, winter temperatures have been experienced within hours of summer weather. I shall tell you the same thing I told the scribe, and that is that all things are out of their season. These types of anomalies shall grow more frequent and commonplace as you progress forward into the period of changes. And as I have stated before, you can no longer count on that which was in the past, for all things are in a state of flux and change upon your planet. Much of what you are experiencing has been caused by man, either purposefully